From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump says his meeting with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un in Singapore was a success. He told reporters that Kim committed to, quote, complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. But there are few details on how that will happen. Associated Press Washington correspondent Warren Levinson says analysts are already questioning the value of the summit.
What did the president get out of his meeting with North Korea's leader? Not much, says Patricia Kim, who studies nuclear security at the Council on Foreign Relations. Kim Jong-un said his country would give up nuclear weapons at some vague date.
And it fell short of even North Korea's previous pledge in 2005 to dismantle its own nuclear program.
Nothing about a timeline, nothing about inspections or verification.
You know, there's no substance there other than that they agree that the Korean Peninsula will be denuclearized.
This was a chance to secure a clear commitment from North Korea, Kim says, and it didn't happen. I'm Warren Levinson.
Kim's commitment to denuclearize was included in a document that he and Trump signed after their summit. It calls for the two countries to jointly work on efforts to build a lasting peace on the peninsula, to establish new U.S.-North Korea relations, and to recover the remains of prisoners of war and military members missing in action. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and North Korean officials are to meet perhaps next week to follow up on the Trump-Kim summit. The meeting ended with an unexpected announcement from President Trump that the U.S. would suspend military drills with South Korea. But Trump told VOA that American troops stationed in South Korea will remain in place, and he stressed that existing U.S. sanctions on North Korea will also remain in place. This is VOA News. Teams have arrived for practice in Russia ahead of the beginning of the World Cup on Thursday, and in Algeria, people have gathered to feast and break their fast outdoors during the Muslim month of Ramadan. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, a promising new vaccine is being tested, offering hope for the Ebola outbreak that has infected thousands. The forces of Eastern Libyan strongman Khalifa Haftar have said they have seized several districts of the contested city of Derna. They promised liberation from its Islamist defenders is imminent. Haftar's Libyan National Army launched its assault for control of the city on May 7th. Derna is the last bastion of Islamist control in the country's east. Aid agencies reporting that the first monsoons have now hit Bangladesh and are causing havoc in the Cox's Bazar district, where nearly a million Rohingya refugees from neighboring Myanmar are living on barren hills in fragile conditions. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
UN Refugee Agency spokesman Andre Mahecic says several people have been injured and one child is confirmed dead.
Given the scope of the refugee population, the sheer size of the settlements, and the challenging terrain, we fear that the extreme weather will cause further damage, destruction, and potential loss of life. Based on aerial mapping of the settlements, we estimate up to 200,000 refugees could be at risk of landslides and floods and still need to be moved to safer areas.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The International Criminal Court ruled Tuesday that former Congolese Vice President Jean-Pierre Bemba be released immediately following his stunning acquittal last week by appeals court judges at the Hague-based tribunal. Correspondent Lisa Bryant reports from Paris.
Judge Bertrand Schmidt was clear to separate the question of Jean-Pierre Bemba's release from a separate case at the International Criminal Court in which he awaits sentencing for witness tampering.
The chamber emphasizes again that the current status conference solely concerns Mr. Bemba's continuing detention while he awaits the renewed determination of his sentence.
Bemba faces up to 5 years in jail and a fine in the witness tampering case, which he lost in appeals. But he won a major victory last Friday in the main case against him. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was questioned once again as police arrived to question the prime minister. Two of his confidants have already agreed to cooperate with prosecutors in a case. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.